Dealing with negativity in others. In all circumstances, it is our job as spiritual warriors to respond positively to the cries for love that underlie negative behavior. There are three important ways we can respond when someone attacks us. The first is to examine ourselves to discover our own lack of sensitivity, skill, or caring. If we scrutinize our motives and actions carefully and sincerely, we will almost always find some element that we have contributed to the problem. Then we can take corrective action in all humility. The second aspect of our response is to remain centered and to radiate loving energy while refusing to get involved in arguments. Because we are unwilling to take the offered bait, our would-be opponent may back off. No one likes to feel ineffective. Aggressive people generally feel foolish if their negative behavior has no impact, and they stop it quickly. In contrast, if we react to someone's attack by attacking them in turn, we will experience great tension and anxiety. The other person has already defeated us because we have agreed to abandon our higher principles to participate in a hurtful game. Such a reaction demonstrates that we still have much work to do on ourselves. A third way to respond to an attack is to demonstrate to the aggressor how much we care. Even if the individual rejects our efforts, we will feel better because the love and generosity we have offered become part of our own experience. Obviously, if we become angry and disturbed, we have not helped anyone, least of all ourselves. When we offer genuine love, not only are we calming the other person's disturbance, but we are also offering a remedy for the deficits that caused the upset in the first place. When we respond calmly and lovingly without reacting, we prevent the other from causing harm and also serve as a role model, demonstrating alternative ways to function. Remember, spiritual warriors do not merely seek to protect themselves. They also want to elevate consciousness and offer help. Whenever they do so, they are improving the level of consciousness in the world. If we are afraid of being exploited, we may have trouble responding constructively. Instead, we will simply expect others to treat us as we have treated them. Cheaters worry about being cheated, just as thieves fear becoming the victims of theft. In contrast, spiritual warriors draw love from their surroundings no matter where they are, reinforcing the positive vibrations that are already present and helping those to increase.